Any victory, no matter the size, is worth celebrating, right? So why not celebrate the Redskins' current 1-0 record with flavorful red wine out of Washington State?
Oh, joining us now with our own Scott Greenberg, Washington Examiner wine columnist, our wine of the week. I like that. Washington State red wine.
Right. Why not watch the Washington Redskins mm-hmm. with Redskin wines from Washington.
There you go.
State that is.
I love it.
Yeah, and it's getting a little chilly. We need a little red wine now back in our lives.
Absolutely. Where do you start?
Well, you know, I think the perfect wine for me to tailgate with is going to be the 2008 K Vineyards. Now ready for the Boom Boom Syrah.
Boom Boom.
Do you like ribs?
Oh, yeah.
You like ribs, Hillary?
I don't eat them.
Okay. Sean, you like ribs?
I'm a carnivore here.
This is the wine with ribs. Beautiful nose of ripe baked cherries, cloves, complemented by blackberry and cherry flavors in the mouth. Now, the tannins are remarkably smooth and provide a really long, lush finish. So I think it would really do justice to these baby back ribs. $20. Great buy.
Wow. What about for tailgate lovers, Scott?
Well, if it's going to involve brats and dogs, then I'm going to go with the 2005 DiStefano Syrah R. Now, this is from Columbia Valley. It's 100% Syrah. Deep purple color. It's a big chocolatey nose. Leads into lush flavors of dark cherries and blackberries that just dominate the palate. And the smooth finish, again, highlights hints of vanilla, Asian spices. I would try it with a half smoke. Again,
$20. Nice.
Okay. So you've got a 2006 blend with some coffee and spice involved here?
Well, the 2006 Stagi is produced by the Long Shadow Project. This is really an interesting project going on in Washington State where they're taking famous winemakers from all over the world and bringing them into the state to make grapes with Washington fruit. Now, this one's Cabernet Sauvignon, Sangiovese, and Syrah, made by the famous Tuscan family, the Folonari brothers. And this is just a beautiful. It's offering up earthy notes of cassis, herb, black cherry. The palate's just loaded with this thick, jammy fruit like cherry, plum, black currant. Balanced, long, and strong finish, again, with notes of coffee and spice on the tail end. Really beautiful. $53, but hey, it's worth a victory.
Yeah, especially if you're buying.
I'll buy.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.